Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bears. Mark Grody, covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Can I get a couple minutes with you here, man?
Man, I need you talking today, man. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going next to Mark Grody. Are you from The Score?
How gratifying is it when you win that battle and get the football thrown to you?
What?
How gratifying is it? Does it please you?
Kind of shaking your head at God for a second, though.
Mark Grote. Mark Grote, WBBM.
Mark Grody.
Whatever, the Bears suck.
On The Score.
You ain't my bitch.
Okay.
Wow. You were kidding about the new open.
Is that new?
Oh, yeah. The Metallica is new.
Okay.
Are we gripping our pillow down?
Does Grody like Metallica?
That's a good question. He sung it on this very station to say your prayers. Now joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois.
Okay.
Now joining us on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline is Mark Grody. He is our friend. He's also a Bears reporter for The Score. Download the Circa app today. Oh, and we got tunes at Hallis Hall. Mark Grote?
Hall, yeah. I am in near the end zone. I'm at the 20-yard line closest to the parking lot on field one out here. And yes, just to clear some things up, yes, I have paid money to see Metallica. So I guess you could say that I like Metallica. I dig the godfathers of heavy metal. That is for sure. So I just want to clear that up. Right now, I'm watching Tyson Bagent fling the ball down to the sideline, right by me, actually, to Tyler Scott, who has been very involved today out here catching sideline passes. So that's what I'm watching right now. I'm watching a simultaneous throw where you have Caleb Williams just flung one to Roma Dunze, and it was based in throwing to number 83, Torrey. I guess I'm not familiar with his work. That'd be Simon Torrey.
83?
Wow. Jackson, how you doing, man? Just had Jackson come here. Number 82 just walked by me.
Oh, this is highly involved. I love this.
Are you are you an intended receiver on these plays?
Yeah,
what is happening?
I think he's playing DB.
Uh-oh, 20 down. Zay Frazier. There he is. Oh, no, Walker. Yeah, that, by the way, they 82, who just kind of fell down next to me by the sideline. That's Sean Jackson. That's one of Caleb Williams' best friends.
Are you too right close? I'm worried about your safety, Mark.
I don't know. I think I'm okay. I got to admit, I did not expect number 20 Walker to be that close to me. It's funny because 20 also is rookie Zay Frazier, but he's walking around with a Walker jersey on, so I'm a little bit confused. Oh, no, okay. That would be Jahdae Walker, 6'3 wide receiver out of Texas A&M.
Yeah, keep that roster handy,
man,
Mark.
This is real time happening. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, this
I'm
is.
Giving, I want you guys to feel this a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, I have
this
an
This is live,
question.
Local, and late breaking.
DJ Moore up the middle. DJ Moore, nice catch up the middle. By the way, they're going up against air right now, so I'm not giving it away.
Okay, so this is
seven
on nine.
Clear.
Okay,
these are drills we're watching.
Who is the number two quarterback right now? Is it Case Keenum or Tyson Bagent? Because I know you got both of them out there.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, and as you are saying that, simultaneously, I am seeing Tyson Bagent throw a football along with Case Keenum. Literally, like, they're all three quarterbacks
in sync
are lined up in sync, throwing to different. Like, it's a real fast sort of drill that they have going on right now. There's a pass to 26 Richardson, who I know people are talking about a little bit out here. J.P. Richardson, the wide receiver, rookie out of TCU. He's been getting a little bit. I think it might have been Weederer, as a matter of fact, on the Take the North podcast this morning, who said, keep an eye on 26. He might be one of those early OTA stories. But I think that the bigger question is about the backup quarterback. Like, I think I saw Bajent take the second snaps in drills today before they started doing this simultaneous thing they have going on, but we have not seen any sort of full team workout yet. No defense pressed up against the offense, so I'll have answers on that later for you guys.
I love that you're just also yelling out people's names who catch passes. Like, that's fantastic.
Isn't that what this is all about? Like,
the
this
air
roster
horn is back. We got the air horn.
Look, guys, this is the last practice I'm going to be at until training camp, so I just want to make sure that today is great. Yes, I want to make sure of that.
So you're hyped and you're on it is what you're saying. What observations, if any, have you made that have really raised your eyebrow today?
Yeah, well, I'll give you a couple things. Like, I wasn't out here yesterday, but from what I understand, I think this might be the first day that I've seen Ian Wheeler out here, the running back who had that awful injury last year before the season started, and he was one of the darlings of Hard Knocks last year on HBO. So I think it was good to see him out there, and he looks like he's at full strength, and who knows where he fits in with the running back's room at this point. I mean, you have DeAndre Swift as your clear number one. Obviously, you've got Roschon Johnson in the mix, and then the rookie Manung guy as well. So I'm keeping an eye on that. And as a matter of fact, guys, they are lining up right now. I am seeing, yes, Caleb Williams at your Darnell Wright at right tackle today. I can't see who the left tackle is.
Well, that's important, Mark.
At this very moment. Yeah.
Well, yesterday it was Karan Amagaji getting most of the snaps, right?
Yes, it was Karan Amagaji yesterday, and let's see if I could get that view. Oh, it is Trapillo at left tackle today, ladies and gentlemen, with the first team, and DJ Moore just made a play, and he gave the first down signal right in front of me. So I think they're flashing for me at this point. I think that's what's going on.
They know you're doing a live radio hit. I get it.
We need is Grody being chased by a guy on a lawnmower, and we're set.
So Trapillo is your left tackle at this very moment as the Bears' offense and defense line up against each other for the first time. And there comes Tyreek Stevenson, who is one of the guys that we will talk to today, by the way.
Oh, that's big. Yeah, that's a Marshall focus there.
Give us the rundown, Mark. Who's talking today?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question because we are, as far as I know, for the first time since the middle of the season last year, publicly, we'll be talking to Jaquan Brisker today. So we have not had a chance to talk to Brisky McBrisker, so we'll be speaking with him. Tyreek Stevenson is another guy that we're going to be talking today. Who else are we talking today, Carl? I got Carmen right next to me. Who else we got? Javon Dexter will be speaking today, and I promise you, the question I'll be asking him is, when did you become a leader? Because that's what's being talked about. Like, that's what guys in, like, the locker room guys are saying. Like, he's actually a leader within that locker room, which surprised me because he doesn't come across that way. Oh, here is Cole Kmet spread out wide right now. He's going in motion at this very moment. And now Caleb is coming under center, which we expect to see a lot more of that. And now we've got a penalty. Flags thrown, and Jaquan Brisker saying it's on the offense, but turns out it's a defensive penalty. I don't know. No, it's on the defense. Sorry,
guys.
Penalty on the defense.
What's the call?
You know, they're not as clear at practices on who the penalties were on. So, looks like an offsides, though. Yeah, that's the indication.
Somebody lined up offside.
The offense is loving it, though, right now. The offense is basically taunting the defense as we speak right now. you know what? I got to tell you, it's nice to see the offense taunting the defense because, my God, I think every single practice or training camp or Bear season that I've covered, and I've been doing this since 2018 on a full-time basis, it's always the defense that's getting rowdy against the offense.
Well, that's because the defense is usually behind, right? The offense is usually better behind.
Yeah.
Better out the gate. But does that tell you something? Can we make something of that?
I mean, I'd like to make something of that, and a nice catch by Cole Kmet off to the side, tackled by Jaquan Brisker, or would be tackled by him. About a 2-yard gain from Caleb Williams.
Hey, is this 11-on-11 or is this 7-on-7?
Oh, yeah, no, that should be very clear. This is 11-on-11. Yeah, you got the full offensive line out here. Yeah, there's Sweaty, Montez Sweat out there in the house. Who else we got out here? It's kind of hard to see from my vantage point here right now. But Tremaine Edmonds right now in the middle. No. Who we got? Oh, there. Okay, Noah Sewell on the field as the linebackers. Set up Kevin Byard shouting some things out,
and Sewell's in that prime spot to be with the ones on defense out of the gate. He's holding that down right now, right?
I mean, I think so. I think that like he's the guy that we've seen most frequently as far as the strong side is concerned. But just like Jack Sanborn, I don't expect that he's going to see the field a ton with T.J. Edwards, who apparently. I don't know if he is out here today. I can tell you that we did spot Kyler Gordon out here today, who had missed yesterday's practice, but I have not seen him out on the field. But yeah, no, that's the linebacker situation will be very. Oh, there. Hey, Ruben Hippolyte, the rookie out on the field right now playing some linebacker. That would suggest to me that, oh no, Caleb Williams still out there. So they're getting Hippolyte a little work with the starters right now.
I imagine we got to keep an eye on how quick he is because that was what Dennis Allen was in love with whenever he talked about him. You know, he said
well,
he
there was
run.
Two things. Yeah, there was two things about Hippolyte. Yeah, he's fast as hell and apparently like big-time leader in college, like that kind of guy. I mean, that's probably not going to show itself this early with a guy just trying to learn his spot, but I think that is something that they love about this guy as well.
Mark Grody with
by
us.
By the way, I just want to point this out. Number 25, his name is Nashawn Wright, a defensive back that I'm seeing on the field right now. He is out of Oregon State. And I'm like, God, this guy's big, man. Who is this guy? Yeah, he's 6'5". So
wow.
Yeah, your basic 6'5 cornerback out on the field right now.
The corners are getting bigger. They're getting bigger and longer, and this is something we're kind of getting used to is the fact that you can have a corner who's a little bit bigger than what your standard corner was 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jalen Johnson, that's not a small guy. Tyreek Stevenson, not a small guy. Now, they're going to probably, you know, I mentioned the name Kyler Gordon. Let's remember how they said that they're going to use him this year. They might use him on the outside. They might have him play a little bit of safety. So I really wish Kyler Gordon was out there now just to kind of see, because this would be the time to play around with him and see what they might do with him. Seeing Chris Williams out there on the interior of the defense right now. Chris Williams is a guy who actually, you know, is his spot guaranteed? Montez Sweat would have just sacked the hell out of Caleb Williams. Oh boy, did he just come free! So put that down as a sack for Montez. Hey, put that down for me, Robbie. Put that down.
Got
as,
it, Mark.
Sack
Stand
for
by.
Sweat. Thank you.
Who was the sack on?
Yeah.
Who was the sack on?
Who did he? Who did he beat
well,
there
would,
on the line?
That would be Darnell Wright, I suppose. That would be. It was. I wasn't zeroed in from the beginning, but that is Darnell Wright. He did come in on Darnell Wright's side, and it would have been a complete blind slide. Shot on Caleb Williams, but it's hard to tell because play stops and obviously we're not in full pads, so it's not completely clear to me, but I guess that would be in the area of Darnell Wright.
You're listening to Mark Grody give us live play-by-play of Bears mandatory minicamp here on The Score. I love it, though, because I know we want to talk about body language and a lot of the stuff that was discussed yesterday at the podium. I feel like we can also do that tomorrow because I know you're on with us, but this is all really valid that you're seeing this stuff in real time because this is the closest to any sort of personnel grouping understanding I've gotten so far.
Well, I just saw DeAndre Swift just sprint into the end zone, about a 15-yard run or so. So that was good to see. And that really tall guy I was telling you about, he was just covering DJ Moore. Quite the height difference between those two guys. A lot of Caleb time today so far, too, guys. A lot.
Okay, so how does Caleb look to you? Just in terms
right
of
now,
what you've seen in the past compared to what you're seeing now. I mean, you were out there a year ago when he was going through his first mandatory minicamp.
Yeah, you know what I'm looking for mostly with him right now is accuracy. I really feel like that's one of the things that was not part of his story in college, like because he was an accurate quarterback. And I think he was just as miffed as anybody. As the Bears just put the ball into the end zone again, caught by number 14. Oh, yeah, that's Olamide Zaccheaus. See, I'm getting to know my numbers. This helps me. Because that was Gerald Everett last year, I believe. So
it was.
I believe that was your guy, Gerald Everett. But to answer your question, Marshall, a little bit more succinctly, I think that the what they just did, the drill they just did, a lot of short, safe passes on that drive, which I think is something that they want to get to. Like, because they talked about it last year, the idea of let's do all the safe, easy stuff, and then we'll start to open it up and let Caleb be Caleb, so to speak. So I like the idea that there, at least on the drive that we just saw, that there was just more safe passes, screen passes, running back passes, all the tight end passes, all the things that we kind of wanted to see Caleb do last year before he did the super special things.
What about Swift? Are they running the ball any?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Swift just ran one in from about 15 yards out or so. So he looked very good out there. You know, here's the thing about DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift also looked very good last year in OTAs, looked very good last year in training camp. You know, just the things that they were showing and the way that I thought they were going to use him, it just – last year, things got with the whole running backs room. I mean, think about it. Like, DeAndre Swift was a little bit of a mystery last year, and there were a lot of easy ways to criticize him. Roshan Johnson, I mean, look, Bears even said, we don't know what the hell was going on with Roshan Johnson last year. So really, that's a room that, just like so many parts of this offense, that they need to straighten out and make better.
So we're seeing Cole Kmet right now because there is no Colston Loveland on the field. But it was interesting listening to Cole Kmet yesterday kind of describe his relationship not only with his new head coach, Ben Johnson, but also with the guy that people are asking, is he going to be a mentor to? And he rebuffed that rather quickly. But I want to play this one sound piece from Cole Kmet on his conversation with Ben Johnson after Loveland was drafted.
Well, I think just reassuring me of, you know, where I stood in their eyes and things like that. And, you know, we kind of had talked at length more about it later and kind of keep those things private. But I felt good about leaving the conversation. And, you know, I think whenever you meet somebody for the first time, you don't, you know, still getting to know Ben. And, you know, I don't know where he stands on me. And quite frankly, I don't know where I stand with him, like, at that point, because you're just meeting somebody. And I think those are healthy conversations to have. And so you just kind of understand their vision and their expectations for you as a player. And because it's hard to come into work every day when you don't know your set expectations. And I think, you know, having those conversations kind of clear the air a little bit.
That was Cole Kmet. Tell me, Mark, what were your thoughts about what he had to say yesterday?
I thought it was pretty honest. And I think we could all put ourselves in his position. I mean, he's had it sort of carte blanche in that room where it's always been him and somebody else that, we just mentioned, Gerald Everett. Not exactly a whole lot of competition. Like, I was talking about this on Take the North today with Weeder, and this is the first year since Cole Kmet's rookie year that you can honestly say he is not necessarily expected to be the featured tight end on this team. You know, like, and I say his rookie year, because that was back when Jimmy Graham was here, and Jimmy Graham was the mentor. He was the old guy in his final year. So, and I remember us always like wondering, where the hell is Cole Kmet? Why isn't Matt Nagy playing so much Jimmy Graham? And I think there was a certain loyalty to the veteran. So now here we are. The Bears went out and drafted a tight end with their very first pick, and so now that definitely puts Cole Kmet on alert. You know, I mean, and that also tells you that, look, he's not going anywhere. Cole Kmet is here. They love Cole Kmet. They paid Cole Kmet $50 million. They plopped that on his lap a couple of years ago, but they are telling you there is room for improvement in the tight ends room by drafting this guy. So it makes you realize how fast time goes, and I feel like watching Cole Kmet from the first day he was out at Hallis Hall, that is me, like, just being out here. It's like the whole every year, it's like, how's Cole Kmet going to get better this year? What's he going to do this year? He's got to improve this year. That's all off now. Now he's a veteran, and the guy that they're going to be babying and that we're going to be talking about once he gets out here is Colston Loveland. And, you know, I don't know if I've talked about this with you, but I definitely talked about it with Dan on several occasions. And that is, I really hate that Colston Loveland is not out here. I hate that Luther Burden is not out here, and I've expressed this many times. It's just they're going to be behind. When training camp starts, we're going to hear about guys being behind and limited and just getting into the flow of things. So I hate that we're going to have to probably wait a week or two into training camp before we know anything about how Luther Burden and Colston Loveland are looking this season.
Sometimes football season is just like that, Mark Grody. Thanks for joining us from Hallis Hall with the live play-by-play on the Score.
All right, don't share that too much. If I get yelled at out here, you guys got my back, right? You guys got me?
Sure.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
No,
We'll die for you, Mark.
See, now that's what Robbie. Don't put that in the book. But I appreciate you saying that.
I appreciate you, Mark. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Raheemy and Harris.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, guys.
Bears. We will defend you like any diss track that comes out. That's another reference to your background music. Grody, enjoy the rest of your day. Let us know what happens.
Bye.
Bye. That was fantastic.
I enjoyed Mark Grody live from House Hall with the music blaring and the passes whipping by him. Apparently he says about the 20-yard line, so anything errant could have just, you know, hit him in the head if he wasn't paying attention. But he was paying attention to both us and the players that were running by him.
Yeah. When was the last time you heard Tyler Scott's name?
It's been a long time. Last season?
That it has.
Early
last
season.
Grody also had quite the nickname for someone who's going to be speaking today as well that I loved.
To Brisky McBrisker.
Brisky McBrisker for Jaquan Brisker.
You want to see how that works against Jaquan Brisker, knowing how he can tackle and that he hadn't played football in months?
Wouldn't
go right
do it.
Ahead.
Would not do it.
You go right
to Brisky
ahead.
McBrisker.
Bodie McBoatface. That's what I got out of that. How about we shift gears and get back to the Cubs?
Yeah, because they're red hot and they have a chance to do something big today, but only if they make their lineup out a certain way will I be satisfied.
That's fair enough. The proof next on the score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Or
Layla Raheemy. Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And now the 2-0 pitch to Bush. Line drive, that's down the right field line. That's going to be a base hit bouncing against the sidewall. It's going to be an extra base knock for Bush.
Watch Michael Bush, you knew that wasn't the case.
Base hit to right. A run is in. Kelly around second going to third. RBI single, Michael Bush. Here's a high fly ball, deep right center field off the bat of Bush. All the way back, it's got a chance. That's gone. Long home run, Michael Busch. Cubs lead 8-3.
Did you like that? Michael Busch started the game 3-for-3 yesterday in the Cubs' 8-3 win over the Nationals. The final line on Busch, 3-for-4. He had 2 runs, scored 3 RBIs, and he got on base via a walk. The average is now up to 276. The OPS is 895. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score, and that song is a callback to what we just heard up at Halas Hall. I did like that. I did like what I saw out of Michael Busch. And Marshall Harris, I feel like every single day he's adding to a resume that says, I deserve more playing time.
Well, it's interesting that you should mention that because they're without Kyle Tucker. We think for today, I don't know if that lineup's out yet. I don't believe that it is, although it should be out soon.
Probably in an hour.
Yeah, so here's what I'll say. If there's no Kyle Tucker, you need Michael Busch's bat in the lineup. Now, the other side of this is who's on the mound today for the Washington Nationals. That would be the major league leader in strikeouts, Mackenzie Gore, who just happens to be left-handed.
Uh-oh.
So now we have a conflict. Dilemma. We have a conflict. But I'll remind you of this. Michael Busch, before he flew out to end his at-bats yesterday, had reached base 8 straight times after getting benched on Friday and Saturday because there were lefties in the starting lineup. So I think now is as good a time as any to roll Michael Busch out there and just see what happens. If you want to bat him lower in the order, that's fine. But I think this is a great opportunity. For his career, he's 0-for-3 with a walk against Mackenzie Gore.
Well, he's not the only one, clearly, because Gore is doing work. But Busch yesterday responsible because he had a home run, a triple, and a single, and a walk. How many bases is that total? 8. So you take it. No, that's 9 if you count the walk. My bad. They told me there would be no math. Point is, it's a lot of bases. It's a lot of total bases. And again, he's just showing you why he's deserving more opportunities than perhaps were originally prescribed.
Also, the only two guys I got with a home run, Ian Happ and Dansby Swanson against Gore, according to ESPN.com. Listen, Gore has had a fantastic season.
Hey, say his name right.
Mackenzie Gore?
No.
Who?
Dansby.
Oh, my goodness. Dansby Swanson.
That got a little...
Dansby Swanson.
That got a little 83-ish. Yeah, I got to get more into the southern. Yeah, it's got to be Dansby.
Yeah, you were more throat than you were...
Dansby.
I was more gargle than bass.
Yes.
Oh, it's all a problem.
I agree with that. But Michael Busch should be playing first base today for the Cubs. And whatever you want to do is cool in the other spot with the DH. But,
well, it might be Justin Turner again.
I mean, maybe it is. But I'm just saying, I think he has earned the right to play in tonight's baseball game.
So the lineup last night was Ian Happ, Seiya Suzuki, Pete Crow Armstrong, Carson Kelly. So Kelly was back batting cleanup. Then you had Michael Busch batting fifth, Dansby Swanson, Nico Horner. Justin Turner was your DH, and Matt Shaw was batting third. A note about Nico, by the way, since we're here. He's got a 16-game on-base streak.
Yeah. He's also third in the majors in batting with runners in scoring position, hitting a cool .433.
So we say all of that to say that the ascent of Michael Busch, especially over the past several days, has shown you, because he had a good series, well, a good game in the Red Series that also showed us, that in back-to-back games, he's, I think, making even more improvements than we may have realized. But regardless, he's got the opportunities, and when he has them, he does something with them. So why hasn't he earned more of them yet? Let's listen to what Craig Counsell had to say about Michael Busch's decisions at the plate yesterday.
He's always patient, and I think so he's always making very good swing decisions. That's definitely a strength. And then, you know, the ball that gets driven, the home run, is what kind of when you're locked in, you know, that's the you get into a good count and you don't miss something. And he's done that the last couple of days, but it's always good swing decisions. You're always going to get that from him, and that's why it seems quiet sometimes, his production. But you know, you see the last 2 days, and it's right in the middle of everything.
I love that Craig Counsell can give us almost in real time, I mean immediately after a game, how he feels about a player whether they're struggling or not, he's pretty straight up about it. Some managers, coaches will protect their players or try to downplay something, but he's been pretty straight up in every situation, and he stayed kind of true to himself. I mean, that's part of the reason why they hired him, obviously. He has a track record of success in Milwaukee that led us to believe that he could be a guy who could get more out of the Cubs lineup. And you're wondering how much of this is Craig Counsell getting the most because he's put Michael Busch in positions to succeed versus if he had run Michael Busch out there every day instead of Justin Turner first a whole bunch of times against lefties.
Now, you've got a real point there because we are looking at this like it's a finished product because of the success that the team has had. When in reality, there could just be brief stretches where this is how he's starting people off in order to get them to where they need to be at the end of the season. Good example of that is Ben Brown as well. But perhaps this is only a temporary platoon when you consider how he's being used regarding handedness. Michael Busch was also on with Taylor McGreger because he only needed a double to hit for the cycle yesterday.
I was hanging on to Pat. I was listening to Pat call it, and I was like, oh, get the double, get the double. And I don't know that I believe him when he says he didn't know that the cycle was on the line.
Yeah, because if you recall when Carson Kelly hit for the cycle earlier this year,
they went crazy.
People knew.
Yeah.
People are saying.
But listen to what he says to Taylor McGreger.
Since we like to have fun with the cycle, were you aware you were just a double short?
To be honest, no.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't. I was just, you know, I felt really locked in. I felt like I was swinging at good pitches. I felt like I was putting the ball in play, barreling balls. And honestly, I just wanted to try and have another one. And to be honest, I thought about that running out to in the ninth inning to first base. I thought it was a double short.
Mm-hmm. He's lying. Mm-hmm. He's lying. He definitely knew. Well, he's being humble.
First of all, let's be honest. Once you hit a triple on a home run, regardless if you had the single or the double, the triple and the home run are the hard two parts.
Can I point something out here? So in basketball and football, you always talk about the situation, right? Especially in basketball where you've got to know how many fouls you have. You've got to know how many fouls the other team has. You've got to know the time. You've got to know all these multiple situations. Coaches harp on it. Know your situation.
Shot clock.
We know exactly.
Count.
Play clock in the NFL, all this. Only in baseball can you get away with, I didn't know. It's crazy. What?
Basketball players know how many points they have to get to hit a certain mark, like 1,000 points, or to pass the next person in franchise record in scoring.
Or like getting like 50 in a game. Like
Peanut Gallery Lawrence Holmes over here is just nodding and pointing in the background because it's so ridiculous. Why is it okay to know in other sports and recommended that you know in other sports? Encouraged, I will say. And yet somehow in baseball, it's like, oh, no, I had no idea.
Oh, I was playing that good. Crazy. Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I just don't. I mean, was it even day or night? Like, I don't know. Yes, you do. Come on. You have the most free time of any athlete in their sport. Are you kidding? What does the bullpen even do? Cam Boozer even told you. He's laughing about things. Come on.
So when he flew out to left and then he ran back onto the field to play first base in the bottom ninth, that's the first time it crossed his mind that the cycle was a thing. Come on, man.
I just had no idea about the game that I was playing in. And I'm not saying that that's what Michael Busch was doing.
Maybe he was locked in. I mean, you could technically be in a zone where you just you could black out. You don't know what's going on.
You're more focused on what that pitcher is throwing. You're more focused on who is on base. Yes, I'm being a bit humorous in this.
Well, Cliff Floyd on the Marquee postgame show was with you guys on this because he said I would have known. So there's a former player perspective for you.
Yeah. See? But the more important thing is Michael Busch needs to be in the lineup tonight. Especially if Kyle Tucker can't go. I didn't know it was a lefty.
Wait, no, yes, you. Oh, that is something you're okay with knowing about. I see.
I think it's important that not only Michael Busch exists in this space where he's been allowed to grow since being on the Cubs, but other people are looking at him in a certain way. So you got PCA who was talking about what he's seeing when he sees Michael Busch, the hitter.
He's just steady. He's got a slow heartbeat. You know, his personality off the field is just about what you get on the baseball field as well. And I think that really is an advantage for him, at least from the outside looking in. But, you know, we work together every day. We get our early work in on that first day of the road trip every day. or every time. And he's just very consistent. He, you know, I've seen him veer from his, you know, his path very, very few times. And, you know, I'm starting to find out too, to have any sort of success here, you have to have some sort of routine that you can really fall back on. And, I think he's just, he's very pro, and he seems very peaceful as he goes about his day. And, you know, I can really appreciate that as a teammate.
You know what? That's great coming from the Golden Retriever on the team, because obviously peaceful is not any of the top 10 things you would use to describe PCA's approach to anything.
I'm glad he's chaos agent was one of the nicknames.
Exactly. So to hear him see Michael Bush and be able to gather from that is great, because maybe that's helped PCA take his game to the level that it's currently sitting.
Anytime he's making an observation about how somebody who is a successful and employed veteran goes about their day and their business, I think that that's good. It lets you know a little bit more about yourself, and it lets you know a little bit more about what you should do for yourself. So all of that is fantastic. But I will argue that what Michael Bush is doing with the record that the Cubs have, he deserves to see some lefties. I think it's time.
All right. So tonight, Mackenzie Gore, get ready, because hopefully he's coming after you.
Well, Mackenzie Gore stays ready. That's the issue.
101 strikeouts already.
Yeah, this is going to be a good test for the Cubs tonight on the score, by the way. We got pregame at what, 5 o'clock today, guys? Is it 5?
I think it's 5:10.
Does the afternoon show have a shorty?
I believe it's 5:10.
5:10, that's right.
5:10 on the score. Speaking of that, we got more coming up now, don't we?
Are we giving away tickets?
Oh, that's coming up too. And we're going to examine something here. We're going to see if the NBA has possibly saved All-Star Weekend with a much-talked-about change that has actually been rubber-stamped by Adam Silver. So we'll do that next.
Mm.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Just one more time. Just wanted to hear it one more time. Do you know how many times I've realized now that I keep listening to the same Future album in the background during practice? And every time I act like I hadn't heard it before. And then I'm like, oh, is this Future? And then I don't know. And then we get here into the process.
It's just a little something to get you through a very overcast and rainy Wednesday.
Also, shout out to 3-6 Mafia because that's the song was originally 3-6 Mafia beat that they reworked. Metro Boomin.
Because everything that is old is also new.
That's right.
That's how we do in music. And in movies, last I checked.
Also, perhaps in basketball. So this kind of, this information, I feel like, kind of fell in our laps here, guys. Why don't you talk about how this came to be? Because, as I understand, it also involves a show that is hosted by one Danny Parkins. Adam Silver. And the NBA All-Star Weekend that we all asked, how do you fix it? Because that was the hot topic for several days. Do we understand that there's actually been some movement on this? And one Dan Parkins is a part of it?
But what about the concept of USA versus the world? Is that something that we will see possibly next year as you continue to try to tinker with the weekend?
Yes. So next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star Game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season we'll be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics. So, in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, there'll be the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events, and then coming out of the All-Star Game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world? I'm not exactly sure what the format will be yet. I mean, obviously paid a lot of attention to what the NHL did with the...
Which was a huge success.
Which was a huge success.
The Frozen Four that was awesome.
It was great.
But also, you know, going back, you know, last summer, our Olympic competition was a huge success. I mean, those games, USA, Serbia, USA, France.
I love
France.
Watching it.
And by the way, to your point about the European style, I mean, a more physical style of basketball, a 40-minute game, which I won't reference again.
You love the 40-minute game.
I just said it happened to be a 40-minute game in the Olympics. But yeah, we're not changing it. But
thank
it
you.
Was, but I think that's another example.
Well, well, well. Breakfast Ball does it again, huh?
Problem with this is, last I checked, the Americans barely got through the last Olympics, and they didn't have to play the best of the best of all the nations. They had to play the best of each nation. This is concerning since an American-born player hasn't taken home the MVP since the 2017-18 season. Do you understand why I'm concerned?
You're worried for America, are you?
I am worried for America.
Something tells me that this isn't the only time you've been.
That's a fair statement, but this specific game, I'm actually worried about the people who invented the game of basketball, the Canadians, Dr. James Naismith and them's, because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander ain't getting any younger, and he's experienced now, and if he wins this MVP and finals MVP and is the scoring leader, I think he could put together a team to win one game.
So I have a world potential starting lineup here. Let me know if the
Can I guess yours?
You can guess it, yeah.
I'm going to say Shai.
Yes, that's one.
I'm going to say Joker.
Yep.
I'm going to say Giannis.
Yep.
I'm going to say Wimby.
Yep, he's on my list. And there's one more.
Oh, triple
Luka.
Big?
Yep, you got exactly. Shai, Luka, Giannis, Jokic, and Wimby.
That's my point.
Triple big lineup.
Who is beating that?
That was my point. So who would the USA lineup be? Is it Anthony Davis?
Probably Steph.
Steph?
Is LeBron in this?
LeBron, I guess.
Maybe Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards?
Yeah, they're cooked. The world's winning.
If Embiid's healthy,
is Draymond on the bench for Team USA?
Embiid? Did you really say if Embiid's healthy, they have a chance?
I have a question.
You're thinking about Embiid?
But wouldn't Embiid represent Cameroon, aka
I'm sorry. Who did he represent in the Olympics when he played when he shouldn't have played? And that's part of the reason why they won the gold medal. The U.S.
I'm just surprised you threw Embiid in there because isn't it a mystery what he's going to be? after all this, all these injuries?
Listen, man, he's a big, and you just talked about how big the lineup is for who are you running out there for the U.S.?
That is a triple big lineup.
And they can all handle the ball. Like, Wemby is the least ball-dominant person there, but he can still, like, put the ball on the floor.
I'd argue Wimby's handle is better than Giannis's handle, actually.
I got you, man. Cat and Mitchell Robinson. Oh, wait.
You want Cat after what Joe Kelly?
Carl Anthony Clown?
Dude, Joe Kelly.
How many times did he say Carl Anthony Clowns?
Why couldn't we have Joe on for another segment just to talk about the White Sox insult, like being insulted by the Tigers bullpen game yesterday? You know Joe would have been on that, too.
Listen, I'm just saying the U.S. should be highly concerned in this matchup.
You know who else should be highly concerned with this information? What?
Ooh, I got a great text here from 217. Rather than USA versus the world, why not do North America versus Europe?
Now, there's a smart person right there looking out in the best interests of the United States of America.
Do you really think Canada is going to play nice with us
now? That is my first thought. There's no way that's going to happen. After what's been said.
How's that Arctic takeover going?
Oh, by the way, I was going
to
let you guys know about this, but I was waiting for it to go final. Guess what just happened in Miami? The Colorado Rockies just put off a 3-game sweep. They have, in the last 3 days, increased their win total prior by 33% by going from 9 to 12 wins.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They can't outpace the Topgolf Naperville arrests. We can't have that.
We need more crime. Come on. We need to push those numbers up.
Layla, I don't want to be...
What are you guys leaving in your cars? Not enough things.
I don't want to be the bearer of some potentially bad news.
They've outpaced it, right? Topgolf's at 11 and the Rockies wins are at 12?
Yeah, they're at 12. But more than that, there's only two teams in Major League Baseball who have yet to win 20 games. Do you want to know who the other team is?
Those are the team that won yesterday.
It is the team that won yesterday. They're only 7 games back. They're only 7.5 games back of the White Sox. And the problem when your winning percentages and your win totals are that low, all you need is one heater to be back in it. So the White Sox record is now maybe in trouble.
You need to work on the math on that one.
What do you mean?
Because you're always like, okay, over this stretch, the Cubs need to do this.
No, I'm saying the White Sox have 19 wins. The Rockies have 12 wins. 12 is a lot closer to 19 than 9 was. And now we know they can win games consecutively.
7-8. Yeah, I like Alex Caruso on Team USA too, and I know he'd do it. But here's the issue. When you're running out a triple big lineup, I don't know that Alex Caruso can do much.
Hold on. How did OKC get by the Denver Nuggets? They put Alex Caruso on who?
Jokic. But here's the thing. What about Wimby and what about Giannis?
That's Embiid, Anthony Davis.
Oh.
What about thanks?
Yeah, that's really where this goes.
We're giving away stuff?
We're like stressed out. Hey, can we also mention, speaking of breakfast ball, who is on our show tomorrow?
Yes, tell them.
Mark Schlereth. So we're going to get him to spill some gossip about Danny Parkins.
That's at 1 p.m. Meanwhile, right now, caller 6 to the score contest line, 312-540-0670, will win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs versus Pittsburgh at Wrigley Field on Sunday, June 15th. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
7-8. That Sox Rockies July series is going to be fire.
It is. I think it's in Colorado, though. Unfortunately,
it is in Colorado. Dang it! Let's transition with Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel next on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.